that when giant beings lived on Earth, everything was larger. Everything was much larger. The giants, like all different experiments, they had the opportunity to evolve, to use energy, to live, to love, to explore the living library. And they too became obsessed with their power, misused their power, and there have been a number of catastrophes, calamities that were planet-wide that disrupted the empires of the giants. And this is long, long, long ago. And some of these giants have been here as recent. Let's say that we've mentioned this before, that even in France, to this day, you can go to certain areas and find burial sites in cemeteries where there will be a chevalier, for example. Chevalier is a French word for knight. A chevalier would have a tomb, and inside would be an 18-foot being. These are still around in France and in other places. 18-foot is pretty tall. It's more common to find the remnants of the 8 to, say, 15-footers, which really as recent as the 1700s, 1800s. There were different royal personages, bloodliners, of course, royal, when you're talking about royal kingly lines, clan, chiefs, kings, queens, all this. There was a, let's say, the practice throughout the old world that those who took the positions of power had something in their blood. And some of these beings, of course, lost their own giant stature, but they would send out their hirelings, or the people of court would go out into the land. We believe it was King Frederick from Germany at one time, perhaps 1700s. He sent his people out all over Europe to gather up all of the giants. And so his people would go into any town, any village, and simply abscond and kidnap a giant. Let's say, in this time, they would be from 8 to, say, 13, 14 feet, which would be still huge. And he brought them all together, and he created a troop, is that what you call them? A military battalion of just giants. And he paraded them around, and this was his expression of power. There's always been an obsession and a fascination with the giants, and there is a distinct probability that you will encounter the life force of giants and their viable worlds once again between now and 2012, or perhaps even beyond. There are myths and legends around the planet that some of the giants have gone to sleep. And they are, let's say, placed in what you would call crystalline caves, or placed on a crystalline bed or sarcophagi, so to speak, and then there would be covered over with a type of glass or crystalline protective shield. And these giants willfully and consciously built these things and went to sleep for thousands of years, in some cases tens of thousands of years. And the stories go that native peoples around the globe have been assigned from generation to generation to guard these sites. Some people have guarded sites and they have never known what they have guarded. They have simply made certain that no one entered. Any site such as we are describing, and the native people of North America believe that there are a number of sleeping giants in the Four Corners area of the United States, and that they will awaken to perform certain tasks and duties. But they are not simply located in the United States. They would be all over the world. This is part of the problem that is going on with Tibet.